Next on the 5 o'clock report.
This would be like forcing the NAACP to employ individuals who discriminate based on race.
When you take away our ability to act on our beliefs, you cut us.
We solve our political differences at the ballot box, not through impeachment.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Sarah Harnish in for Bob Price, and we've got a chilly night ahead and some sleet and ice for the Binghamton area, but for most of us, just cold. 20 degrees under the average. Kevin Williams has more coming up in just a few minutes. The biggest story today happening right in our own backyard, three laws. Three times Governor Andrew Cuomo has changed the rules on abortion just this year, and now the largest Christian law firm in the United States, Alliance Defending Freedom, with 3,500 attorneys nationwide, is going after the state of New York. ADF has just filed a massive lawsuit against the latest law, State Bill 660, which requires faith-based employers across the Empire State to hire people who are against what they believe in. No more mission statements.
This would be like forcing the NAACP to employ individuals who discriminate based on race.
Beliefs are everything. And when you take away our ability to act on our beliefs, you gut us. We become ineffective.
Christian Pregnancy Center Compass Care is one of the groups taking part in the lawsuit.
Compass Care has every right to set its own internal policies and codes of conduct for its employees about the importance of life, from conception to natural death. And the Constitution protects these freedoms.
Compass Care, a church, and a group of religious nonprofits are suing collectively. The new law requires faith-based organizations hire and employ people who disagree with their beliefs about abortion and refuse to abide by their organization's statements of faith.
It's not going to work for Christians. It's not going to work for pregnancy centers. It's not going to work for any employer anywhere. This is a slippery slope that the state really shouldn't go down, because it will make it impossible for any organization to stay focused on their mission.
In January, Andrew Cuomo signed a bill that would allow abortions up until the moment a child is born. In April, he signed a bill that would require no-cost coverage of abortifacient drugs. ADF senior counsel Ken Connolly says, quote, Governor Cuomo has characterized pro-lifers as extreme and has stated they have no place in New York. Several pro-life bills are up for debate this week in the Pennsylvania General Assembly. Family Life's Bill Price has this story.
Yes, there are both the House and the Senate weighing measures that recognize the humanity of the unborn. One bill would ban abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. The other one would allow for the humane disposal of fetal remains in the event of a miscarriage. Governor Tom Wolf has promised to veto both of them. Bill Price, Family Life News.
Pennsylvania's minimum wage is up for debate this week in Harrisburg as lawmakers return to the state capitol. At $7.25 an hour, the minimum wage in Pennsylvania is the lowest allowed by federal law. Governor Wolf wants to increase the wage to $15 an hour over the next 5 years. Republicans argue if that happens, tens of thousands will lose their jobs. The House is looking into whether President Trump lied to special counsel Robert Mueller when responding to questions in writing during the Russia investigation. House General Counsel Douglas Leder raised questions about if Trump was truthful during appellate court arguments on House demands for secret grand jury material in Mueller's probe. Republicans, meanwhile, call the hearings a smokescreen and political tool the Democrats are using to try to reverse the results of the 2016 vote. Here's Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson.
We solve our political differences at the ballot box, not in the streets or through impeachment. And I think that is really the divide that is tearing this country apart, and that's what I'm primarily concerned about.
From D.C. all the way to the other side of the earth, hundreds of protesters are reportedly trapped at the Polytechnic University in Hong Kong right now.
Students have rallied to this area around the university, basically trying to break in. The police are putting up a very, very tough defense.
This comes after police laid siege to the campus with water cannons, tear gas, and heavy vehicles. Dozens of protesters tried to escape but were forced back inside. The Hong Kong protests began in June over a controversial bill that would allow extradition to mainland China. U.S. policy on Israeli settlement activity in the West Bank is changing.
The Trump administration is reversing the Obama administration's approach towards Israeli settlements. U.S. public statements on settlement activities in the West Bank have been inconsistent over decades.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. no longer considers Israeli settlements to be illegal under international law. Syracuse University has suspended activities at all fraternities after a racial slur was hurled at a black student over the weekend. This comes on the heels of racist graffiti found on campus, including a swastika drawn in the snow. A startling new report shows that a lot of Americans today still don't have running water in their homes. Here's correspondent Vicky Barker.
Fill a water glass, flush a toilet. Everyday activities most of us take for granted, but an estimated 2 million Americans live without running water, indoor plumbing, or wastewater treatment. Some are in Appalachia, some on reservations, in rural Alabama, or in Texas border towns. The two nonprofits who produced the report recommend reintroducing census questions about access to sanitation and asking philanthropic groups to help.
That's Vicky Barker reporting. And the Leonid meteor shower is expected to be at its peak over the next few days. Leonids are bright, fast-moving meteors that leave long, colorful tails in their wake. The shower can only be seen from Earth every 33 years. Kevin Williams says Thursday is the best viewing night if you can get away from the clouds. They'll be so bright that they'll look like rockets going off in the sky. Still to come, a missionary telling us how he got hooked on helping people in Africa and how soon is too soon for Christmas decorations. Well, a homeowners association got involved in Texas. We'll tell you the rest of that story coming up soon. I'm Sarah Harnish in for Bob Price, and this is the 5 o'clock report.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A touch of light snow or drizzle that could freeze in spots. Here is the call for tonight. Expect cloudy skies. A few flurries and sprinkles could slicken a few roads, a low generally in the upper 20s to the middle 30s. Rather cloudy tomorrow with high temperatures around 40. A lot of cloudiness on Wednesday with a high temperature in the lower 40s.
Thank you, Kevin. Next at 5, U.S. missionary Don Rogers tells how he got hooked on helping folks in East Africa. Let's listen in.
When I went to East Africa as a volunteer, I was helping with some pastors in villages, and I saw one of these pastors whose son was so malnourished. It was heartbreaking. I realized this man wants to reach his village. He wants to reach his nation for Christ. He did not have the capacity to feed his own family. When I got back here to the States, it just continued to turn over and over in my mind and my spirit. We ended up raising some funds through some garage sales to help him get a fishing boat and a net. When I went back to Africa that next summer, he was not only feeding his whole family, he was employing seven others in the village. And
wow.
I was hooked. I started going back every year doing some other small projects. The National said, we will take handouts. We would rather be able to support ourselves. And so that's why Empowering Lives International was started 24 years ago. We've since established training centers, 2 children's homes. We provide people with training and skills so that orphans and families can crush poverty, embrace Christ, and share their transformation with others. And it is exciting.
Wow. Now, are you working with that pastor?
He continues to be supported. We're now working with hundreds and hundreds of pastors.
Tell us how else God has shown up in that place, Don.
Well, there are so many people in the village that are suffering. Farmers, widows, orphans, and something happened just a few years ago. You see, the cause of so much of the poverty in Kenya and East Africa, it's tied in with a local production of a dangerous, illegal alcohol called changa, which translated means kill me quick.
Goodness.
These women can make it in their homes using corn or millet. They ferment it, and sometimes they even add embalming fluid or methanol to make it more powerful. Sometimes they even kill people accidentally. So this illegal home brewing business, it turns their home into a brewing den. Their children, it turns them into neglected servants, and the police often come to raid the home. They imprison these women, but we were able to connect with 47 illegal brewers from one village. They came to our training center to learn an alternative business, and by the third day, they had all asked to surrender their lives to Christ, and a revival broke loose that we did not know was going to happen.
Wow, that is super. When they returned to the village, did they return to brewing?
You know, this is 5 years later now. 100% of them are still out of brewing. They're still following Christ. When they returned home, they began caring for their children in a whole new way. Their transformation was so real and evident that other people saw that transformation. We got a call from the chief the next month. He said, I have 53 more who want this same change. The next month, another village chief called us. I have 82 who want training. So as we talk right now, we've been able to help 1,372 families come out of brewing, and over 90% have given their lives to Christ.
What a huge change for the community. Don, what do you think is next as you minister there in East Africa?
Well, in a couple of weeks, 80 of these women are gathering for 3 days of prayer and fasting. They want to continue to see this grow. They're praying for partners who are helping support and pray for this movement. In fact, one governor who's seen so much change among 27 villages, that's about 5,000 people per village. He told us and the media that the approach that Empowering Lives is using, love instead of force, it's a gift from God and the main legacy that he's going to leave behind. There's a woman whose name was Ruth. She was one of the most notorious brewers. Her name was in the chief's office as the most wanted. She's now born again. She's a businesswoman. And she was elected as the village elder. And she told us, I used to be a notorious brewer. Now I'm notorious for Jesus. So this one transformed life is now influencing thousands.
That's Don Rogers with Empowering Lives International. You can listen to this and other news features at fln.org/podcasts. Time next for your nightly business report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Stocks are closing slightly higher due to new records on Wall Street. Investor worries about the future of a trade deal with China weighed on markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 31 points to finish at 28,036. The S&P 500 added 2 points to close at 3,122. And the NASDAQ rose 9 points to end the session at 85.50.
Here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute.
A listener wrote to us saying, I'm an authorized user of my spouse's credit card, yet I didn't sign for the account. Can the credit card company count her late payments against my credit? Well, no, they can't count it against your credit, but that doesn't stop card issuers from reporting late payments to the authorized user's credit report, lowering that person's FICO score. But there's an easy fix. Call all three credit reporting agencies and open a dispute. Tell them it's the primary cardholder making the late payments, not you. It may take as long as a month, but eventually they'll remove those late payments from the authorized user's report. Then, start working together as a couple to make sure payments aren't late in the future.
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit MoneyWise.org, MoneyWise.org.
I'm Sarah Harnish in for Bob Price, and you were listening to the 5 o'clock report. Let's get a check of sports with Sonny Delfiat.
Thank you, Sarah. You know, south of the border, they call it football, but they're calling it football tonight. Monday Night Football, Kansas City Chiefs and Los Angeles Chargers in Mexico City. At 6-4, Kansas City is now tied with the Raiders. For first place in the AFC West, the Chargers enter at 4-6. Hey, despite the big win for the Patriots yesterday against the Eagles, okay win for Tom Brady.
It's good to win. Go on the road and win is always tough. So they all count the same. But anytime we go on the road and beat a good team is a good feeling.
But maybe he'll get some help. Rob Gronkowski scheduling an announcement for tomorrow. Tom Brady's favorite target retired from the Patriots after they won the Super Bowl earlier this year. Gronk could go back to the Patriots or the Cowboys, who he said he'd have fun playing with. We'll see what Gronk does. NBA action tonight. Knicks at home against the Cavaliers. Raptors entertain the Hornets. Nets at home against Indiana. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delfiat.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A touch of light snow or drizzle that could freeze in spots. Here is the call for tonight. Expect cloudy skies. A few flurries and sprinkles could slick in a few roads, a low generally in the upper 20s to the middle 30s. Rather cloudy tomorrow with high temperatures around 40. A lot of cloudiness on Wednesday with a high temperature in the lower 40s.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, how soon is too soon for Christmas decorations? Well, according to a homeowners association in San Antonio, Texas, November 1st. Claudia and Nick Simonis put a handful of decorations out on the 1st of November, and 3 days later they received a letter demanding that they take them down until closer to the holiday.
Like, it's too early to put up Christmas stuff.
The couple said they were just trying to get things up and relax because Claudia is 8 months pregnant and she's actually due on Christmas Day. So are they going to comply?
We're not
going to
do it.
No, we're not. We're not going to do that.
Nick Simonis told CNN that maybe the HOA has too much time on their hands. How soon do you put up your Christmas decorations? I'm Sarah Harnish in for Bob Price, and you have just listened to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.